Welcome back to episode 213 of Your Best Year Starts Here. And see, we only made you wait a week. And maybe that's a good thing to talk about. Waiting. Patience.
I love that. You looked at me, you went, waiting. I was waiting for what? Something.
No, but you know, but waiting and patience, right? There's a friend of mine that says that time stands for things I must earn.
Okay, so that's really interesting because I have the reverse part that what Amazon has told us is that you can have anything within an hour.
Okay. And so this not where I live, within a day, but
no, but that living with an expectation economy and people thinking they should all have it now because they're looking online, it's a bit like the Bitcoin scenario. You know, my investment hasn't gone up 4,000% because somebody else has did. You know, I've still got some and I still don't understand my Bitcoin, but I was told by this young lad, I'll share the story because it will make sense for other people, that, you know, you get investment advice from some people, but I was in Barbados, I shouldn't name drop, but I was talking to this young guy, and he must have been about 28, 29, and I have no idea how the word Bitcoin even came up, but we were talking about something. And I said, I don't even understand how it works. And he said to me, how much money do you spend over the weekend? Mm-hmm. I went, I don't know. I said, I don't know, £300, £400. He said, let me have your phone. So I gave him my phone, and you know, most people know my passwords. It's not that complicated. Mm-hmm. So he goes into my phone and he buys £300 of Bitcoin. I said, why do you do that? Because you spend that at a weekend and that money's gone. What we're going to do now is you're going to have an investment that's non-regulated. You've got no idea what's going to happen, but it might do well. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, because you talk about waiting, that money has left my account. Yep. Every Monday morning, whatever you spent from Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, has gone. You can't get that money back. And we have this idea that we're just going to live forever because we're all invincible. But this Bitcoin thing has been quite an interesting little life game for me. He said, because that money is going into something, and who knows what it might turn into. And I have a bit of fun that every couple of weeks I look, and it's sometimes gone up, and it's gone down, and it's gone up. It's about waiting, because I've been told, wait 2 years, wait 5 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's money that I'm using that I would have just spent on rubbish. Mm-hmm. So every time either my wife buys something and uses her own money instead of mine, and I don't want that to sound sexist, but sometimes there are things she uses with her own money, which I normally would have paid for. So on that basis, I put that into Bitcoin or whatever the trading is, and by no means is this a financial services advert.
yeah, let's get clear. We're not giving you financial advice here, right?
Trust me, I'm the wrong one for this. But it's amazing, over a year and a half or so, I've saved quite a bit of money. It's gone somewhere, but it's money that if I lost it, I'm okay with that, mm-hmm. because it wouldn't have gone any worse. But it's a bit of fun for me. I've obviously got savings and I have pensions, and you know, I paid off my mortgage through lockdown. So my life is working, but to have something where waiting for some fun is quite interesting, because you and I, if we really wanted something on Amazon, you know, under, say, let's say £500, we probably could just do it in a butt with one button.
Yep.
And Amazon know that. So there's a whole generation of people who can't wait. And your daughter, for example, and one of my kids, if the latest app comes out or the latest one, they need it because they can't wait. Whereas we've grown up with waiting from either parents to say, how much are you going to put in? And I might match you.
Mm-hmm. Waiting
is key.
It's interesting you say about the Bitcoin thing. And again, I'm definitely not saying what you should or shouldn't do. But a friend of my son's did something very similar to what you said, but quite a few years back, where he said, instead of buying a pizza, I'm going to put it in Bitcoin. When he got married, that pizza paid for the wedding.
Yeah.
But it was sat in there for a long time and he bought at the right time, right? So this isn't me saying go and, you know, cancel a pizza order and buy Bitcoin. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is having patience, particularly around things you're willing to lose anyway, you never know what's going to come back. I think the other big thing that goes with that is it's not only money that we invest or spend. You know, we either invest or spend time too. You know, are you putting time into something where you expect to get something back from it, or are you putting time into something where actually you're just kind of killing time and enjoying yourself, and that's okay, but what do you expect to get back from it?
So there's a part where what you just said is really interesting, because if you're giving someone attention to get something back from it, you're really taking from the relationship.
Yep.
And if you're giving and you keep giving and you keep giving, maybe at some point that may be a return. But too often we're giving to get something back.
Yep.
You know, we've joined a club. You know, I love the idea that I've joined a gym, but I haven't changed my exercise routine very much. Well, that's because I haven't gone. I may have joined the gym, but I haven't gone in.
You don't get a result from that, yep.
It's a bit like, what are you waiting for, or who are you waiting for? Because you may have to reach out to other people. You know, people who have arguments with people, and you know, they're waiting for the other person to turn up. Sometimes you may have to reach out, mm-hmm. and other times waiting's okay.
Well, and other times when it's things like arguments, you know what you need to do? Accept the apology you'll probably never get.
Ooh, that's a bit deep, isn't it?
But if you assume that apology's come, if you act as if that apology's come, you can fix that relationship really quickly.
Is that why you've got a good relationship now?
I've no idea, Nigel. I'm not going to pretend to be a guru on anything. You're talking to a man who's been divorced twice. Don't come to me for relationship advice.
No, but you see, what's interesting is when we have things that don't work, and we realize we either pushed too hard or we waited too long, you know, there's a cause and effect. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure for both of us, you know, we knew we'd come back to doing this podcast. We said this last week. We just didn't know when that time would be. And we waited for the right time for both of us.
Yep.
Because there were other stuff going on. Now, for some people, they may say, well, that's just not right. Well, it works for us.
Yeah.
And I think for lots of people, you know, waiting for the right job opportunity, waiting for the right time to have a meeting. The greatest thing I love seeing is when I facilitate board meetings is I often will see, and this is, again, not meant to be sexist, that men will often interrupt a comment whilst women will wait for the right time. And when women don't wait and they interrupt early, some people think they're being a bit bullshy. But men, that's acceptable. And what's tending to happen now, I'm trying to convince more women just to trust themselves instead of waiting for the right moment to go for it if it feels right in their gut. And I watch a lot of meetings where we're still in a generation where there's a lot more men in meetings than women. It is changing, thank God, because believe me, we need diversity mm-hmm. and we need more inclusion. But it's just interesting that some people wait so long that a meeting could end, and then there's a lot of talking outside the meeting, what they should have said.
Yeah.
So sometimes waiting too long isn't right, and sometimes waiting not long enough isn't right.
Yep. I'd agree with you, but I also do think, going back to the thing I said right at the beginning of this, you know, patience is a really important... Actually, I'm going to say this in a slightly different way, and we might have said this on a previous episode, I'm not sure. But for me, perseverance... Here's one for you. Perseverance is actually a calculation. Perseverance is patience multiplied by persistence.
Some people won't be able to see my face going a bit deep here.
Yeah, you're trying to figure this one out, right? But think about it. Perseverance is how much am I persisting with something? How much am I trying? How much am I pushing forward? But also, how much am I accepting that on some things I just have to wait? Like, I've played my part. I can't do anything else. Yeah, I've done everything I can to try and get this result. You know, you said you're going to be a granddad again, right? You know, somebody said to me a long time ago, you know, if you get multiple people pregnant, you don't get the baby any quicker.
I don't know what's happened to me over the last 6 months here, but some very deep stuff is coming out.
But it's true, right? You know, so there are certain things that once you've played your part, you just have to wait. You have to slow down. And if you push too hard, what happens? You actually create a bigger problem or a bigger challenge that you didn't see coming, because instead of stepping back and going, I've done my part, and I just need to trust, You keep pushing through, you wreck the thing that you were trying to achieve because you keep pushing too damn hard.
You're waiting for, Mr. Martin?
No, I don't think there are. Well, I rephrase that. There's always things that people are waiting for. There's always things that people are waiting for. There's nothing where I'm like, oh, why isn't it here yet? There are things, you know, there are longer term aspirations in my life, for example, longer term goals that I might have that I know are longer term. So I'm not even really thinking about them because they're not for now. But I'm patient for them. I'm patient for the fact they will be there eventually because I believe that. They're just not there now.
You're talking about, in a way, manifesting stuff that occurs because you're so strong in your beliefs that if I put it out there, it will come. You know, that build it will come, provided you believe in it enough and you surround yourself with the right people.
But I think it's also part of that is recognizing now is not the time for it. And I think back to what you said about the Amazon thing, some of us go, I really want this thing. Why haven't I got it already? Whereas for me, there's aspects in my life where I'm like, I really want this thing. And actually, I know it's probably 4 or 5 years away. And I'm cool with that. I don't know. I don't need it now. I want it in 4 or 5 years' time. And I'm okay with that. Would I be happy if it showed up now? Yeah, sure. But I'm not in a, where is it already? Why can't I have it already? Because all that will do is frustrate me. That will irritate me. That will annoy me. You know, whereas the opposite is actually I'm appreciating what I've got and I'm excited about what's to come.
Well, you've triggered a thought. So I needed my iPhone 12 or 13, my battery, I was losing my battery a lot. And so I was told, sometimes you've got to upgrade your phone or there's things they can do. So I upgraded to a 15, okay? But the guy was in the store, he said to me, he said, please don't do what 90% of people of Apple users do, is they use exactly the same processes and programs they use for the Apple 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So they've waited all this time for this brand new gadget, and they don't understand how phenomenal this new bit of kit is. So I've got this new super duper iPhone 15. There is so much you can do, and I realize I'm still playing Candy Crush and I'm still taking photos without understanding there's now night photos.
At least you've moved on from Nokia Snake.
No, I didn't. I never had a Nokia, so I went from a BlackBerry to an Apple. But it's just interesting what he said. He said people wait a long time to upgrade and then use exactly the same facilities because they don't realize that people need to develop and understand what new things are going on in the marketplace. So they've waited all that time, and now they've got this piece of kit. They're still not using it properly. So if you are going to wait, do some research. And if you are going to wait, think about what is the benefit of the new thing you want, and is it going to change your life dramatically? Because my iPhone before, if the battery wasn't going, and I mean it was really going very fast, I'd charge it in the morning, and by lunchtime it was virtually flat. And they said, well, that's because you use your phone a lot, which is kind of a bizarre thing. But there are times where we're so impatient, and we just buy the latest thing without realizing. I'm going to just change tact. I was told if we treated ourselves like an iPhone, sorry, like apps, we would upgrade ourselves every so often. And that's the reason why apps are always telling you you need to upgrade because new stuff has occurred. So I'm now, my new mantra is, if I'm an app, what things do I need to upgrade, whether it's health, fitness? I have a new personal trainer that comes to the house. And he's very cool because the first thing he does, he hugs me when he comes in. And he hugs me when he leaves, and he plays games because he knows I'm an absolute monkey. So we played Connect Four last week. But because I haven't played Connect Four for so long, that if you lose, you've got to forfeit.
Okay.
But I've waited so long for my personal trainer that I'm so busy trying to win that he's got four because I've forgotten the content. You've just got to get four in a line, up or down. And I'm rambling because I've waited for the right personal trainer. I've now got Stuart, who's phenomenal. I've waited for the right person to walk my dog, and I've got Stuart, the dog guy. I've waited for the right thing, and now my daughter's working with me, and life seems to be working because I've waited for the right things in my life. And whether I've manifested it or put it out to the universe, life is pretty good because I've waited.
Well, we're kind of on a time that we should wrap this episode up, but you've got me thinking about something. Okay. New iPhone comes out roughly every year. and the number goes up by one, right? Well, roughly every year, there's a number associated with all of us that goes up by one, and it's our age.
Very good.
And as you go up to the next age, what upgrades should be coming with it?
I'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next week. Your best year.